Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today on Bad Choice Friday, a men's room mystery dealer's choice edition. You either pick one of the members of the shows. We have all picked our own individual song. No one knows what we have picked. However, all you need to do is vote for the member of the show you think maybe has the best tune this week. So if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, pick between myself, Steve, Ted, or Mike. We've all picked tunes. Again, Mike is the only one who knows what we have picked.
Yeah.
Ryan Castle does too, because he's got to be that guy that approves all the songs.
Yeah, of course.
For whatever reason. But either way, Ted, how is the voting so far as far as whose tune right now looks to be the winner?
We're going to have to dig deep. Thurl's got a big lead.
All right.
How big of a lead?
He's almost double me, and I'm in second place.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you won last week, Ted.
Unlike fantasy football, I'm doing well.
Picked Bruce Springsteen and Born in the USA. I'm thinking Steve might have kept the same pick from last week or maybe moved on to something a little bit different.
I put two out there. Castle had to approve, so he picked one or the other. I don't know which one he approved, so it doesn't matter to me.
Okay, all right. So vote now. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, whoever's tune you pick, that'll be the one we play coming up on a Bad Choice Friday. In the meantime, if you'd like to go to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge Arena on May the 5th, you will want to text the word sound right now to 206-803-ROCK. That is sound to 206-803-ROCK, and you will be entered to win tickets to see Disturbed at Climate Pledge on May the 5th, 10 for 10, mother. You know what?
I know. Hey, man, you did it. Normally, you forget this kind of thing. Mike and I won't say anything. We let it go. You, right, 10 for 10. That never happened.
How many times did you guys promise yourself you would not remind me? While I was using the bathroom.
No, it was an unspoken rule, basically.
Yeah, we don't talk about it.
So, like, you'd be in the bathroom, whatever, and we would just look at each other, and we understood what the look was, which is, don't tell them.
Yeah.
And we'd usually let it go. I think the latest we let it go was the end of emails once.
Yes.
Because we didn't want to break birthdays and all that. Like, all right, let's just wait.
Now, maybe I was 9 for 10. Considering
I think you were 10 for 10 this time, man.
Still got out within the window. Sound. S-O-U-N-D. Sound. Text that to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets to see Disturbed. All right, do I have time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from our question when it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? Boo, bitches, before I started working for the Postal Service, I worked for a warehouse that delivered groceries to 7-Eleven stores. I delivered to at least 100 different ones during the time that I worked there. And I did deliver to the one on 3rd near you guys. The deliveries were always at night. The one on 3rd is not the worst one, believe it or not. The one on 1st in Cherry, which I believe is now shut down, was the worst of them all.
Yeah, I have not been there recently, but I remember before and after any kind of sporting event, I was stopping there to get smokes or whatever, and it's it was different.
That's
man.
Right by my bus stop. I've seen that one. Oh, yeah, okay. I know that one.
Yeah. The Denny one by the Needle can have some interesting encounters.
It can, but at least it's near the Needle. So for every one really out there whack job, there's a tourist and one resident.
I would say there's another convenience store. It's not a 7-Eleven. I don't know the name of it down there in Pioneer Square. And I will go in there, like for Taylor Swift.
All right.
Mike and I got excited. We kind of handed out some of our White Claws for Taylor Swift gear.
Yeah.
His wife was pissed. So I said, don't worry. I know a store. And even
his wife want the gear?
Well, no, at this point, she wanted to have
a White Claw. She wanted a White Claw.
But right. I walked into that store. It's just a couple blocks away. And the looks I got, they were like, you went in that store? And I was like, yeah. So I saw a bouncer
friend.
Oh,
I know the one you're talking
about. Yeah, and I was like, is that place still open? He's like, Ted, it is. Do not go in there. I was like, I got to get him.
So the one on
First and Cherry.
We're all right, though.
Yeah. Hey, you nailed it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. You came through.
Apparently, at that location, employees had to guard my truck because it was surrounded by probably 30 homeless people who would steal from me or throw eggs in my truck or whatever they could find.
Throw eggs in it?
The one on Steel Street in Tacoma was second place. Drug deals, guys waving assault rifles, total mayhem. The one on Third was in the top five, though. I hated that job so much that I left the last three deliveries at one store. I drove my truck back to the warehouse and went home. I got fired on purpose. I was tired of crazy people. That from D.B. Cooper. All right, let's move on to the birthday request. Ola Men's Room wanted to wish my daughter, Freya, a happy first birthday. Could we get a kid's fish sandwich and y'all talking all over each other about cocoa melon? Lots of love. That from Mom and from Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Well, cocoa melon, one of my favorite artists of all time.
Absolutely no idea.
You absolutely know who cocoa melon is. You love all cocoa melon. You've heard them over the years. They're classics.
I'm not sure about
these. They make some of the best kids' music from 1 year old ever in your life.
And I certainly have and don't want to remember.
Mike, cocoa melon, do you have any cocoa melon?
I got a little bit of cocoa melon.
Yeah.
This is an oldie but a goodie.
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
I know Coco Melon.
Round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round. All through the town.
The people on the bus.
No, the door is Miles.
Yeah, they really
open
are.
And shut.
Open
come on
and
now.
Shut.
Yeah, I'll do
this song's been around since the dawn of time.
Well, okay.
It's been around since buses.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have been that good of a show. It got canceled.
Well, Coco Melon.
What?
Yeah. Really?
The Coco Melon show.
They fired all the actors?
Like Coco Melon.
How do you cancel Coco Melon? You got a built-in audience.
For being too addictive.
I guess.
It should be renamed Cocaine Melon, says this story. Oh, my God.
Dude, this one says something. Cocoa Melon, yeah, hyperstimulating that acts as a drug, as a stimulant.
Oh, my God.
It's a children's song.
That was for a one-year-old.
Look, I'm just saying, like, I feel like the Wiggles are still on. Like, Sesame Street's still on. Like, Cocoa Melon, they're like, no, you're done.
At 1 year old, my kids were addicted to Cheerios. And that's it. Come on.
Guys, please give a birthday shout-out to my son, AJ. He's one of the coolest young men I know and my best friend. Can you please give an uh-oh lookout and a fish sandwich montage? Thanks, guys. That from the dad, Doug.
Uh-oh, lookout.
Can I get
a fillet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I'll have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Sandwich?
Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich.
Sandwich.
Maybe
are
some
you sure?
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All the gentlemen, I want to wish a very happy 15th birthday to my amazing daughter, Tegan. She has grown into such a fun, energetic, and unstoppable force that is a joy every single day. She's got the perfect balance of spunk and heart, and we know whatever pins life throws her way, she'll knock them all down with style. So keep aiming high there, my superstar. Can you guys do a barbershop quartet fish sandwich, some turtle sex, and have Coach Ted tell her the bowling is awesome and she rocks it? Thanks, guys, from her mom and Michael.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
First of all, happy birthday. Bowling is awesome, man. I love bowling.
I do too.
I bet I go 4 or 5 times a year, and if you're playing at 15, that's good. You'll get better at it. I think when I was a teenager, man, in the summertime, we used to join bowling leagues at the bowling alley near our house so we'd go play more. Also, the shoes were kind of cool, kind of funky. And then even as you get older, 15, just wait a couple years. Start going on Friday nights where they have the light-up bowl and this and that. You can do all that. Keep that bowling game strong.
Gentlemen, today is my 27th birthday, possibly the last time I'll ever hear you guys locally as I am moving to Utah. I've been listening to you guys for close to 13 years. Can't wait to continue listening on the Odyssey app when I get to Utah. So can I get three farts and Coach Ted giving me advice on moving out of state for the very first time? Thank you guys and stay real. That from Kyle.
A three-fart salute right there.
All right, you said he's moving to Utah?
Utah.
Yeah. All right. Generally, I'd always make fun of Utah, but honestly, I had a buddy that moved there a couple years ago, and he absolutely loves it. I think they changed some of the rules, too, so if you're a beer drinker, you can actually get some stuff down there. Moving out of state's going to be tough, all right? You're first going to get there. It's going to be different. Obviously, Utah and Washington, different states, but also beautiful scenery, good college football. If you're in Salt Lake, hit the Red Iguana, delicious Mexican food. And then other than that, man, you just got to go out a little bit, mix it up, find people you like at work. You have a new friend group in no time.
Pack an S ton of weed with you before you leave. All of it, y'all, can you guys wish my friend Smalls a happy 37th birthday with Turtle Sex, Leroy Jenkins, and the captain giving him advice on catching some clams this weekend on the coast. Thanks a lot, guys. That from Pasty. Or Pasty. 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 Whatever.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Oh!
Ooh! Well, ahoy there. Well, you've come to the right place when it comes to getting clams on the beach. Technically, what's wrong with you, Mike? You get down on your hands and knees, you lightly rake the sand about 1 inch below the surface until you hear or feel the rake scrape a shell, or do what the old Capitan does when he's on the hunt for some clam to eat, buy a lot of red wine and cocaine. Works every time. Grungeberry.
And no night clamming.
Says you.
Is that illegal?
I know at Ocean Shores. I've been out there in December driving on the beach. There's a lot of signs that say no night clamming.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the sign. It was nighttime.
Does that mean it's easy picking pickings at night? Or they just don't want you to get run over by a truck?
You know what? I'm not sure.
I don't know either.
I always just thought it was hilarious.
Because you can night fish, right?
Hmm?
I don't know.
I believe you can. I mean, you can in Florida, but you can do anything in Florida.
Well, Florida, yes.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Oh, but you know, my husband Todd is turning 48 today. He forgot to send a birthday request in for me, but I'm a better person than him and remembered his special day. Please play him a bunch of fart sounds and a Geez Louise. Love the show. Thanks, guys. That from Gretchen.
God, Geez Louise.
Hello, good afternoon, man.
This is so wet. Listen to that end.
Oh, good afternoon, man. Please have you wish my partner in life and crime, Headley, pronounced Headley pecked me in the eye, an easy, breezy, beautiful 49th trip around the giant egg yolk in the sky with a fart montage and green beans medley and some advice from the captain on navigating the choppy waters of the not-so-fart sea. From the woman who doesn't know how to use a period, KT.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Choppy waters, actually choppy waters, aside from being a terrible blues musician, are the favorite type of waters that the old Capitan likes to navigate. It reminds me that you're alive, you know, the adrenaline rush. Actually, it reminds me of the first time I tried a little something called Brain Sparkle. Brain Sparkle's a homemade narcotic made by Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Basically, they ferment gummy bears in a discarded paint can that they found behind an abandoned coal mine on the outskirts of a Bangladeshi city. They submerge the cans in a mixture of seawater and cat urine for 30 minutes, heated up on hookah coals stolen from a legless hobo. Well, when the gummy start to bubble, that's when you get to huff it. And the sensation, it's like choppy water. If your nostrils are on fire and you had subtle vision in one eye. Crunch berries.
Hey guys, my Aunt Barbara is having her birthday today. Barbara is a great person, mother and aunt, though she refuses to watch Maryland in person with the rest of us Smith family.
Oh, members. Maryland football games.
Could she get some fish sandwich and some of Miles' dad jokes? Thanks, you guys are the best, and Mike is sexy.
Yeah!
That
you're
from Ted.
I'll
buy you a fish sandwich.
Damn right!
Happy birthday, Aunt Barbara. Also, my confirmation sponsor.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But seriously, she is awesome. But she gets so annoyed with the rest of us, she don't go to the games.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because you guys are jackasses or she doesn't like Maryland?
My Uncle Tim, her husband, makes a unique sound.
Oh, okay. Well, Aunt Barbara, since you are family, I'm going to give you every single dad joke that I have as we get to the weekend.
All right.
Every single one. Here we go. Guys, the doctor asked me if I smoke or drink coffee.
Oh, yeah?
I drink it.
Oh.
I sued the airline for losing my luggage.
Oh, yeah?
They lost the case. What did I say to the wife after I bought her the wrong kind of flowers?
I don't know.
Whoops, a daisy.
All right, Miles. What do you call a book club that's stuck on one book?
Book club that is stuck on one book.
I don't know.
Church.
Guys, yesterday I wore something from 10 years ago, and guess what? It still fits.
Oh, yeah?
Socks. What did the goose say that immediately went viral?
The goose.
What did the goose say that immediately went viral?
Where the quack women at? I don't know.
Honk to a. I have a horse named Mayo.
Mayo?
Mayo.
Oh!
I know how Mayo
does
talks.
Mayonnaise?
Mayo not. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah. Yes. Very good.
All right.
What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? What do you call two monkeys that share an Amazon account? Primates. Why do astronomers hate vegetarian restaurants?
Because it has zero stars.
They need something meatier.
Ted speaking from the heart.
It's all for Aunt Barbara. All for Aunt Barbara.
Come on, Barbara.
What is the Tooth Fairy's music label called?
Something with Bluetooth?
Dental records.
All right.
And finally, my favorite one. I might need a drum roll for this, if I could, because this is one of the better ones I've had in a while. Guys, and seriously, think deep. Can you imagine if human beings actually came from space?
Ah, damn it. It's about to be like, thanks for keeping it clean. Mike, you know what? Don't chop up that audio for me.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you.
Yaws a Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Oh, God. Thank you, Mom. We appreciate that. Okay, now I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. If we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Ooh.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
Three seconds fast.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and funky.
One.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz as he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and cuts as he hunts are fun and funky.
Two.
Nick dips his ships while he sips Schlitz
and he hunts cuts of the latest music. His ships are lit, and the cuts he hunts are fun and fucking.
Oh. Big win at 10 versus the FCC. Let's
and
do it again.
Now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus FCC.
Wow. We were up so late last night.
So late. You know, Megs, you probably, man, I don't even know if you were up yet for the morning show by the time we went to bed. You know what I'm saying?
I think I woke up and you guys were still awake.
Still working on a Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve Megs in the house.
Love Thursday night football.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know whether to play heel on this. Last time you were in here, because your fantasy football team sucks, you lost to Ted versus the FCC. And now, once again, the loser is here again.
And I have nothing to do with our team. I don't even know how to get to the link. I keep losing it. I don't even know who our quarterback is.
Danny V is in charge, so he is just absolutely screwing you.
I picked the guy that doesn't know anything about football. Yeah, not that I know a lot, but he picked a bunch of Seahawks, and that's it.
Okay.
He picked with his heart.
Right. He did.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this fantasy football contest because Thrill and I are not sure know what's going on with our team.
You guys don't even remember to take guys out when they're injured.
Yeah. Mike put me in charge of ours, and we're just kicking ass.
You guys are crushing
I'm on that all the time. That's all I do.
It's like I said on your show. Don't count on Thrill and I to be like the tech guys. Right. On the.
So I guess your team finished last.
Yeah, yeah it's very apparent again.
On the fantasy football challenge. So once again. Steve, you will do this week's Ted versus the FCC. And as Ted duly noted before we started the segment, you, in fact, will put losses in his loss column on the overall total of the year.
Much like Danny's doing to you.
Right. I kind of forgot about that.
This crap is rolling downhill fast.
Yes. Right?
Mike, what is my record? Am I still over 500?
Ooh, that's a good question, Ted.
Because
you
are
19-13 on the year.
All right. Okay. All right.
Still, 19-14 is still respectable.
Well, okay. I won Rob tickets on your show. How about we do a little win for Ted?
I'll try.
Thanks.
As we said, lo and behold, we got a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. So, Steve, once again, you'll be taking on a listener who goes by the name of Joe. This is an oldie but a goodie as far as the content. It is a Ted versus the FCC based on the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah. Goes to the way back.
Right, exactly. Good old boys.
That's it.
No man no harm.
This
it's all you ever saw been in trouble with the law.
Who was that, Merle Haggard?
They were born.
Was that Merle?
Flat on the hill. Wow.
Straight to the curb. Flat on the hill.
I don't know who sang it.
I think it was Merle Haggard.
Was it him?
I believe it was Merle
Haggard. He also narrated the show, right? Well, them Duke boys are getting close to the
home. Yeah, they used to have a bunch of actor, country stars back in the day that would sing the themes.
Waylon Jennings.
Oh, yeah. Close enough. Same dude. Same guy.
Different names, same guy.
Same guy. Drank whiskey, smoked cigarettes. Okay, this week's Ted versus the FCC goes something like this. Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly, while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC.
You gotta be kidding me.
Is you need to read that one
time. You didn't see that episode?
Then three times
Come
fast.
Come on, Steve. Spoiler alert, I have it on my DVR.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
DVR.
All right. So I just start up.
You start it one time through.
Right. One time through.
And then we'll three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Three times fast.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
One.
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Two!
Bo and Luke sniff Daisy Duke's cute, quaint cut constantly while Boss Hogg and Uncle Jesse molest Cooter's cut from Heinous Anus.
Oh, yeah! Oh! Ow! Oh, man. God damn them Duke boys. There's a win in Ted versus the FCC.
That quaint cut part was very scary.
Sean, the day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Coming up in just minutes, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Teen smoking and tobacco use have dropped to their lowest level in 25 years.
Good. Good.
Amen to that, man.
Look, I'm a smoker. If you're listening to me and you're young, don't do it. My son asked me a couple of months ago, and I hate this question as a parent, right? And I'm a smoker, whatever. Go outside and do my cigarette. He's out there talking to me about whatever we're talking about. And finally he goes, Dad, why do you smoke? And I looked him dead in the eye, and I said, because I'm effing stupid. But it hit him. I said, that's it. I said, man, you can do anything you want in your life. You're going to F up. You're going to go your own way. Promise me you will not do this.
I don't think I have met a smoker in my life that has encouraged anybody to pick up the
habit. I don't encourage anyone to pick up smoking. It's a horrible habit, and I know that. That said, as a smoker, as a veteran smoker, I truly enjoy the moments that I smoke. But unlike celebrating a birthday party where that's fun too, it's an addiction.
We're celebrating drinkers in this room. And to a degree, we're all a little bit addicted to the drink.
Just a wee bit.
But it's a fun thing, and at least in moderation, we're okay with whatever. Smoking. I understand you enjoy it. That's why you do it, is because you do enjoy it. And to some degree, it's like, I really kind of need to go enjoy myself right now. But at the same token, like I said, I haven't heard a single one that hasn't said, doggone it, I don't wish anybody
to get off. What do you think is the biggest thing?
It's like doing drugs, man. I mean, like, I enjoy smoking because I've trained my brain to make it that I enjoy smoking. We do drink a lot. Earlier this week, kind of wanted to go to the bar. Me and my wife both did, but dealing with the kids. We didn't go to the bar, but you don't have, like, an alcohol fit.
Yeah.
I still went outside and smoked.
A strong urge, but not a fit.
We just didn't drink anything that night.
What do you think it is, though? Is it like people don't smoke indoors anymore? Is it the conscious effort to like get it out of TV and movies?
I think a lot of it is, honest to God, the fact that they get it out of TVs and movies, sponsorships, etc. That's one. So kids And it's just been don't hear that it's sponsored for by. Decades. And you're outside because anytime I smoke, I own my home. I still go outside to smoke. It's this thing where you separate yourself from the pack. And kids, look, man, say what you want about kids. They're so stupid now. They're not. But they understand the dangers of it. So their perspective is like, one, I don't see a lot of people doing it. The people I do see do it fictionally generally are the bad guys.
Right? Sure.
That's not something you want to do. And it's not just pervasive advertising.
That's also something that as kids sell, like you used to sell porn, right?
Yeah.
It's also not.
God, you make me sound bad, but
well,
you're right.
No, I mean, but now they have that. So that's there.
Right.
But with cigarettes, there's no market for it. If you could go and readily get them and buy it, you have a better chance of stealing a bottle from your parents' house than them being smokers.
Right.
Or whatever you're going to do.
Yep, that's true.
You want to smoke weed or whatever you want. I just feel like cigarettes are like, it's not worth being attainable.
It's not worth it, and you're going to spend your money there.
Correct. If I have a fake ID, I would rather get a six-pack of beer or some White Claws if I'm a kid.
Than a pack of smokes.
Then a pack of smokes don't matter.
Well, and I know growing up myself, smoking was one of those things that was demonized, and I know that people get drawn to different things for different reasons, I'm not going to talk about all that. But I do know that smoking was one of those things where if a cigarette was ever offered to me, there was a barrier. There was like, there is nobody telling me anything good about that, including the people that use it.
There's no buzz.
And that's the thing. Yeah. I try to reinforce that with the kids. I'm like, look, I'm a smoker because I effed up and here I am, right?
But
they understand that because the way they perceive me anyway, it's like, look, man, I don't sweat anything and do not tell me there's anything that cannot be done, right? I stand by that. However, with smoking, Dad's going to have a cigarette, right? And it's a sign of weakness.
This is the truth. Bizarrest thing ever. I go to bed every night. I try to sleep about 7-8 hours. I wake up in the morning. I smoke a cigarette. First thing I do, it's not a big deal. I use the bathroom. Get a cup of coffee. In those 8 hours, I don't crave a cigarette. If I get on a plane for 5 hours,
oh man!
When I get off that plane, I need a cigarette. And when I do smoke it, I get the biggest buzz ever. Now when I wake up in the morning, I don't really get a buzz from a cigarette.
It's part of your habit.
Just like it's a mental, something mental is going on as well.
I do think the indoor thing helped too.
It does.
When I was a bartender, we would smoke cigs just to pass the time.
Reduces the frequency.
And I do that now, but you're right. You got to go outside to do it. And actually, a texter says, look, I'm a smoker. Smoking cigarettes was the one thing I told my daughter, do not start. Told her I started because my friends and I.
Exactly right. And I told my daughter the same thing.
A lot of people, and some are checking in now, kids are now vaping. I get that, man.
But they also say teen smoking, so I think that includes vaping. You're right, kids are vaping,
sure.
Well,
right, because you did say tobacco use is way down, but vaping and Zins don't count because they're just nicotine.
Correct.
Right.
So
are we robbing Peter to pay Paul?
But again, they differentiate between teen smoking and tobacco use.
Okay.
So
no, but Ted makes a good point.
I don't know if it's just cigarettes or if it's dip or if it is that.
But I think it's this too, because Ted made a good point, and I'm thinking about it now. Like, look, kids will vape, and I don't encourage that either, but kids will vape. But it's the nicotine.
Yeah.
So you can be addicted to anything. Like I said, the reason they don't make caffeine illegal is because everyone enjoys coffee and Coca-Cola, right? But with smoking, it's what it does to your lungs. So you can be addicted to nicotine. People accept addiction. They don't want you to pollute your lungs with your addiction.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I actually had a very good friend of mine get off of smoking. He said he was out smoking in the yard one day, and he turned around and he saw his daughter inside. You know, as kids do, they get into stuff. And she was old enough to walk around and talk, but not enough to really know better. And he saw that she was getting into his cigarette. So he goes inside, and she has a cigarette in her mouth. And she says, look, Daddy, I'm you. That was the end of it. That was the last day he smoked. Right,
I should have had that moment. I would say one of the more bone and soul-crushing moments of my parent. I think my son was 3 or 4 years old, but I'm outside smoking. Both kids are out chatting to me about whatever. And, you know, like anything, little kids, they always want to impress their parents. They want to make sure they're loved, right? By the way, if you're listening and you're a child, your parents will love you, trust me. But my son, he points at the ashtray, there's a couple of crumpled up butts, and he goes, I love these things.
Oh.
And I mean, dude, aside from having your soul ripped out and then pooped on by Satan, I kind of got up in his ass about that. I said, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
This is your dad's
but
enemy.
But he didn't even know.
He didn't know. That's why it really hit me.
We're going to build this into the foundation here.
Yeah.
I got to move on. 1 in 4 people think that they'd fail their driving exam if they took it today.
I believe you.
Yeah. Oh. Seeing you out on the road, I believe it.
No, I don't believe that.
No?
No. Because I got a motorcycle endorsement. Basically, I had to do everything over again as far as the written and all that. And I think that... Hopefully you should be able to pass that, and if not, again, you should not be on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically all it is.
But I think, a lot of things, you know how to pass the test, but how you once you get the license to do whatever it is you want to do, you can do what you want.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Miles, too, because I physically lost my ID. So, like, 10 years ago, I had to retake the test. Both of them.
Right.
Okay. Written and driving.
Huh. All right.
The written part was much harder than the driving part.
It is, it dude. Absolutely. They make the questions. They purposely write those damn things to be confusing.
Yeah. On the road, you know I'm going to do what I can to protect myself. Right. Well, it's guaranteed. It's survival instinct. But when you ask me a direct question, like, I don't actually know. By the way, Mike, just real quick, someone, I like it. We're talking about the smoking thing, drinking, whatever. Someone says here, I read about the negative effects of drinking, and that's when I quit reading.
A new study found that too many toys can be bad for kids. Don't ask me why. I'm not working on it. Give your kids toys. That's all I'm going to say there. Does anybody here in this room know what happened on this day in 1876?
1876? It was the 100-year anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
You're off by a few months.
Off by a few months. Damn it.
It's October.
I was just thinking 76.
No, I got you, man.
1867. Sorry, I said the wrong one.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
1867.
Ooh. Oh, I know. Yeah. We bought Alaska.
Bam! We bought Alaska!
Oh, Ted. We bought Alaska.
Ted,
what a deal.
Seward's Folly.
Let's learn.
The Mintrum Top 10. The Mintrum Top 10.
10 fun facts about Alaska. Seward's Folly. Andrew Johnson's Polar Bear Garden. Clearly, without Alaska, we wouldn't have Alaska Airlines. And we'd all be stuck flying bitch on Frontier or Pan Am. Though, I did like the saucy outfits those Pan Am minxes wore. Oh, well, hello, kitten. Yes, I would like another old-fashioned. Say, speaking of old-fashioned, what do you... Anyway, Alaska. I remember I was contracted by the state of Alaska to serve as a resident doctor in a quirky little town named Roslyn. About the only thing it had going for it was a decent bar and a fetching female bush pilot named Maggie. Oh, Maggie. That grudge sex could make a polar bear blush. Positive Friday.
You don't believe him, Ted?
I mean, that's good. I'm like, wait a minute.
He had to come in and explain that one to me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was All right. Did you get that? I was like, no, I didn't.
Northern Explosion.
Northern Explosion. So these are some things that you didn't know about our friends up in Alaska. I don't have a whole lot of time here, but the state sport of Alaska. Anybody know?
Dog sledding.
Dog mushing. Yep. Absolutely right. Correct.
Mushing.
Alaska actually means the great land.
Okay.
Well, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Let's see here. The nation's two largest forests are located in Alaska.
I can believe that.
Largest mountain in North America?
This actually doesn't shock me. Alaska has no poison ivy or poison oak.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot grows
that
up
too
there.
Cold, man.
That's right. Alaska is seismically active.
Yes.
Yeah, like all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So some things that you might not have known about Alaska. About 3% of Alaska is covered by glaciers.
Only 3?
Only 3%.
Oh, wow, okay.
In fact, most U.S. glaciers are up in Alaska.
I believe.
I think the other one is in Glacier National Park.
If it's still
it
there.
It should be.
Yeah.
Alaska has coastlines on 3 different seas.
It does.
Bering, Arctic, and...
The big one.
What?
Pacific.
Oh, that's the ocean.
The Arctic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Bering Sea.
You said sea.
You're
a liar.
I know.
You're a liar, Mike. I'm
reading the thing.
3 C's means your report card sucked.
Yeah. Or in my case, awesome.
Yeah, you're eligible.
Alaska is 14.2%
native.
Aleutian.
Water.
Oh. It's probably higher.
Alaska actually has more coastline than the rest of the U.S.
True.
Combined.
Yeah.
You just can't swim.
Yeah.
You can. You're
going
to freeze to death and die.
Right.
I mean, I was in the Sound last weekend, but Alaska, I might have to actually think about it before I hop in.
Yes, you should think about it before you hop in.
That's a true polar bear plunge there, dogs.
Yeah. I'd probably do it if it was sunny.
There are more than 3,000 rivers and 3 million lakes in Alaska.
Wow.
3 million.
They have more than 100 volcanoes and volcanic fields. They're just a bustling metropolis up there. But then the number one fact that you might not have known about Alaska on this here, the day that we bought Alaska about in 1867.
Suck it up, cupcake!
It's home to 17 of North America's tallest mountains. You're absolutely right there, Miles. That's 17 crazy. Of the tallest mountains.
It is a kind of a fascinating place, man. It is. Just it based is. On the rest of the U.S., you know, we got all this stuff going on. You go to Alaska, there's Anchorage. Yes, there are other cities, and then there's nothing.
I do want to get up there.
Yeah, you look do at it, people, every single person, go, what are you running from?
Who's looking for you?
A county in New Jersey was left without power, but they've actually figured out who the culprit was, Miles.
Who was the culprit?
Tell you all about it at 550.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Quick time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Xiomeisha SeaWorld of Shenzhen, China. Now, earlier this month, the aquatic park reopened its gates to visitors after a five-year hiatus for renovations. Now, the 180,000-square-foot marine park, it attracted 100,000 paying customers in its first week alone. But that financial success, it was overshadowed by the fact that this is an animal display in China. Now, for some context, you may remember that a few weeks ago, a zoo came under fire when their pandas were revealed to be dogs that were painted black and white. Or the lion, that was a long-haired dog shaved to have the appearance of a mane. Or the donkeys that were painted with stripes and advertised as zebras. Or the sun bear that was a dude in a costume. Or the penguin display made up entirely of inflatable penguins. Or the plastic leopard. Or the fox that they passed off as a leopard. Or the rats, most impressively, that they tried to pass off as snakes. Now, the Xiomeisha SeaWorld, it has been caught We're getting a lot of heat because the giant whale shark, super impressive, that's at the aquarium, is a life-size robotic whale shark.
Mm.
They were hoping no one...
Robots.
Listen, it is a robot. To be fair, as far as robotics go, it's kind of impressive when you look at it. The issue that people had is they didn't tell anyone that it's robotic. So these people went to the aquarium. One of the main attractions was, in fact, the whale shark, and people are like, that's a freaking robot. They did admit to it, so, oh, it is a robot. So understand, at the time that it was open to the public, they apparently had a whale shark. In the 5 years since, when they did the renovations, a new law came down in China where you can't have something like a whale shark in the aquarium. Most people did not know that law had passed. The aquarium chose not to share that with people and tried to fool them with the whale shark. Look, at this point, honest to God, I want to go to China just to visit zoos. I just want to see the animals they try to pass off as other animals, because on some level it's more interesting. Quick thing to the National Zoo in D.C., make sure the real pandas that they just sent there.
That's a good idea.
All I'm going to say. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.